Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Thank you for joining me today for Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Within the next half an hour, we'll be speaking to Mr. Carly Felix, who is the Controller of Custom and Excise here in Grenada. His department come under the Ministry of Finance and a big revenue earner for the country. That you're talking import and export, things leaving the country and coming in. He will be talking to us about that. The incident that happened in the past week with a container, he would want to talk to us about that, what has happened in custom there. Also, income, what has been income for 2014, money collected on the port, and talk to him about January. Yeah, what kind of money we're looking at? Are we losing? Are we making a bit more money? Are people doing more? What are the signs of economic growth? Is he seeing something happening? We'll be talking about that within the next half an hour. I'm thankful for the opportunity to share with you today. Welcome to Inside Finance. We have to pay some bills. Let us take a word from our sponsors. We come back and talk to Mr. Carly Felix.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Good day to Grenada, Carcou, Pity Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. I am very happy to be with you today, and today I have with me in the studio is Mr. Carly Felix. Mr. Carly Felix is a Controller of Custom and Excise, and he will be talking to us a lot about what is happening in custom. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again as we share together. As you know, whenever I have somebody from the Ministry of Finance and under the Ministry of Finance, we have some interesting discussion. And today, Mr. Carl Felix, who is the Controller of Custom, is with us. Look forward in chatting with him. Take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion here with this man. This is his second time on the program, so really looking forward in chatting with him. Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I'm Stanford Simon. In the studio is Mr. Carly Felix, Controller of Custom and Excise, and he is with us. Welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you very much, Pastor Simon. It is indeed a pleasure to be on your program once again, and let me take this opportunity to say good afternoon to your listening public.
All right, and I do have some that listen also in the morning because the program is also rebroadcast.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yes. So you could say good morning to my listeners too.
Good morning also. Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, I just wanted to do a quick explanation first. User control of custom and excise. Explain that for us, because I know some person wonder, what is excise all about?
Well, first let me say that excise is a traditional kind of responsibility at the customs department. I say traditional because long ago it was a bigger area of focus for us. It represented goods, the duties and taxes collected on goods and goods that are produced locally. All right, so that is the excise aspect of it. And we do had a tremendous amount of responsibility in the past to control and collect duties and taxes on excise goods, beers, spirits, and so on. That has died down a bit. Government over the years have removed taxes on those, But there are one or two little areas in which we still have excise responsibilities.
Okay, so I think it's clear enough for most persons. Now, the first question I think on my list is to ask, how did the custom perform in 2014 in terms of revenue collection? How much money did we collect? Because that's, I mean, it's one of our biggest earners when it comes to revenue and collection. Tell us.
Okay, Pastor Simon, you may recall that when I was here the last time, maybe around October, November, I did indicate that the Customs Department was well poised to meet its target for 2014. Today, I am happy to report on your program again that we did not only meet the target in 2014, but we surpassed it and surpassed it by a significant figure.
Wow. So talk to us about...
Right. In terms of dollars,
right.
The target was $218.8 million.
Mm.
And at close of day, on the 31st of December 2014, we had collected $233.1 million, so a surplus of $14.3 million.
When last did that happen in custom?
A very long time. I do recall that there was time in the past, there were times in the past when we would have exceeded time, but not by that figure. I remember sometime in the early 2001, 2002, around that time, we did exceed it by about $4 million.
So what would you say was the reason, a core reason for that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because invariably what we do is that whenever we perform well, we do try to understand why. And even when we do not perform well, we also try to do some kind of analysis to understand what were the factors contributing to whether it's a good performance or a not so good performance. And from the analysis that we have done thus far, we concluded that there was a combination of factors contributing to the performance. First of all, there was some government policy decisions that contributed to it, especially in the area of concessions. We also saw that there was an increase in the volume of trade. Trade, economic growth, these are all functions of revenue collection. So once these factors are positive or growing, there is a good chance that you would see growth in your revenue collection as well. Also, the impact of some of the reform and modernization initiatives that we have been implementing at the department over the last few years, we believe we are starting to see the fruits of those initiatives. And last but by no means least, I must mention the significant contribution made by our staff towards revenue collection in 2014. I hasten to add that 2014 was an extremely difficult year, you know, for us at the department. The staff had to perform under, you know, very adverse condition. But yet they worked very hard. They showed a tremendous amount of commitment. Once again, they have shown that they are a very resilient. And I also want to say that from what I have seen last year, I must say that we have a bunch of staff that I would consider to be very patriotic. I say patriotic because we bought into the team or the idea as piloted by the Ministry of Finance that we should let our action be guided by the star. I'm sure Pierre Saint-Ouen might have spoken about the star when he came here. Shared sacrifice, meaning the S, the acronym star. T, meaning teamwork. A, meaning accountability. And R, stand for result. As PS once put it, he said, this is the new way that government want to do business. And I think from the time we were engaged about the star and had discussions, I can see that there was a strong buy-in and persons make a concerted effort to try and, you know, look for results, try and make sacrifices, because the adverse conditions that I mentioned earlier, you know, clearly, if the staff was not thinking, you know, let us make the sacrifice today for a better tomorrow, then I don't think we would have seen that.
Okay. So you are saying that the staff have made sacrifice, and in that the result is that you see happening within the custom, good result coming out of the sacrifices that the staff have made.
Yes, definitely so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then next, I mean, for me then to look at, then if 2014 have been that good, what is the custom target for 2015?
Yeah, 2015, our target is $238.3 million. So it is an increase over 2014, of course, and we are going to do our very best to ensure that we collect and surpass this target again. You know, we want consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that shows the true character if you show consistency. We don't want it as a one-off.
Work at it.
Yeah.
Yes. So then what was the collection for January? I mean, we had a month that's gone. What was your collection like then for January?
In January, we collected 17.1. Mm-hmm. And I must say that we fell slightly below target. The target was 17.5.
17.5 million you collected?
Million dollars, yes. Right, and we collected 17.1, but the target was 17.5. So we fall short about 0.4.
0.4 million.
Yeah, but okay. we are not worried about that too much. It is early days.
But January is now the hardest month,
exactly.
You say.
Exactly. It's a very, very difficult month. You know, people struggle to get through January. You don't see the volume of imports and activity that you normally would see in the other months of the year. So we are not too worried about that. As a matter of fact, the target for February is about 16.5. And I must say, for the first 12 days, we have seen impressive collections so far.
So it seems that we're looking
as if we are going to be making up by the end of this month.
By the end of this month.
Yes.
Okay, very good. This, I think, is important for me to ask, and I'm sure our listeners, important question. Recently, there was some discussion about undeclared items in a container of goods donated to the Ministry of Health. A lot of discussion around that, what happened, the issue, politics. From the custom point of view, which was the main and the core of where they were, explain to us what happened and also what should have happened.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad for the opportunity to talk about the matter as well. Because, you know, I heard a lot of misinformation out there about what should happen and what happened. First of all, I must say, from the report I received from my investigations unit, it suggested that a declaration was made to the customs. A declaration is an entry, the official document that should be submitted to the customs to indicate what are you bringing in the country and to also have a record of what came into the country at any point in time. So it's an important document. It's like a passport for an individual coming to a country, right? So based on the investigation, it would appear that the declaration that was made to the customs by the Ministry of Health as the importer on the document indicated that there was in that container medical supplies for the Ministry of Health. We also was informed at the time of clearance that there was one other item in the vehicle in the container, that is a vehicle. So that's, again, was not a problem. Where the problem emerged is after the container was released to the Ministry of Health, based on intelligence, we were told that there was a lot more stuff in the container that were not medical supplies. Okay, so that is when we decided to launch the investigation. And we, of course, discover immediately that there was a lot more stuff there that has nothing to do with the Ministry of Health.
Okay, so the container came in the Ministry of Health name.
Yes.
And you released it to the Ministry of Health.
Yes.
But what was declared to say that these are the items in the container. There was more than the items that was declared.
Yes. And let me hasten to add for, just to clarify, so that no persons do not think that the Ministry of Health deliberately made a false declaration. The Ministry of Health made the declaration based on the information that was sent to them by the donor of the container. So if the donor said, okay, I am going to send you, 100 boxes of medical supplies and it's in the container, the Ministry of Health would have gone ahead and make a declaration for 100 boxes of medical supplies. So you cannot blame the Ministry of Health, for doing that, because based on the document that was sent to them, they made the entry accordingly, right? The problem is that the donor is the one who would have had knowledge or information about, the additional items in the container. And part of the intelligence that we receive about the additional goods suggested that at some point in time after the goods left the docks, the donor was seen in the area of the container removing stuff. And that is where, it dawned on us that there was some more in the container than was declared. Of course, if you importing anything into the country and you tell us you are bringing in 10 boxes of any particular item, then that's supposed to be a truthful declaration, okay. A truthful claim as to what it is I am importing into the country. If on the examination or otherwise we discover and that what you said you had in the container and what we discover was in the container, then that constitutes a false declaration in customs. And of course, associated with false declarations are fines and penalties, heavy fines and penalties, because the law requires persons importing to make a truthful declaration to the customs, right?
So out of that came the problems that we heard, but that was the facts. So as you rightly said, what should have happened is that making a proper and true declaration, which was not done.
Yes.
And that's where the problem came.
Yes.
What should happen? What should they have done?
Well, after that happened, and of course we got involved, we would have seized the goods, meaning that we would have, prevented further goods to be removed from the container. The next step would be for the person involved to indicate to the customs how he would prefer to treat with the matter. We often give the person who would have not make a truthful declaration an option to settle the matter administratively, or if he so wishes, if he believes that he is innocent and the customs is not doing something that is right, or, he can then settle the matter in court. That didn't happen for a couple of weeks. We would have sent signals to him that, you need to come and have a conversation with us. Let us see how we can settle that matter. But that did not, we did not get the response that we were looking for. Instead, what we heard is the problem being in the media, by spoken to by many different persons, saying wrong things, saying things that never happened, and that kind of thing, right? Eventually, the donor came to the customs, and within a matter of a couple hours, we were able to reach a clear understanding. And I must say, to the benefit of the donor, that is a person of good heart. He have been donating things to Grenada for the longest while. He still intends to continue to make donations to Grenada based on the conversation we have had. And I think what is the key lesson there is that he would have learned what are the protocols, what are the procedures, what the customs laws and regulations require. Because apparently, in talking to other persons before, he did not get it clear as to what the rules and regulations are. So he was happy, in a sense, to have the opportunity to discuss the matter with customs so that in the future, okay, he would not have any problems like that anymore.
Okay.
I mean, he said it would not happen to him again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he understood,
yes,
what needed to be done.
Yes.
So what lessons can be learned by the public from this incident?
Well, a couple of things. First, I already mentioned that in bringing goods into the country, you need to make, or an importer needs to make, a correct, accurate declaration of what it is you are bringing. Once you make that declaration, then it is the responsibility of the customs to verify if what you're saying is true and correct. And sometimes something may not be correct, not because you intentionally wanted to make it incorrect, but it's because there was an error, there was a mistake. So that, in a sense, is not really a false declaration in the hardcore sense of the word, right? But if you do not do that, then it is a false declaration, and as I mentioned, there are heavy fines and penalties. We also want to say that a lesson for us in this regard is that ministries and departments of government also need to take, you know, the clearance of goods through the port more seriously. Okay. Meaning that they must ensure that when somebody is given a donation to them, that the person lists everything that they are sending for them in that container. They should also ensure that if, for whatever reason, additional items had to be put in the container after the list would have been made, then they need to take a note of it to indicate it to the customs at the point of clearance and not let the customs discover it after the fact. So these are some of the things that I think. We also lastly say that they need to support the ministries and departments, the customs department, in the effort to ensure that no one defrauds the government of much needed revenue. So should they hear anything or notice anything that is not consistent with a customs entry or a declaration, they need to
report it
to us so that we can deal with the matter properly.
So those are the steps a donor who giving things to Grenada need to follow. What, you know, outline there,
yes,
about,
yes,
making the,
yes,
entry. All right. Let me just remind our listeners, I am very much thankful for having Mr. Carly Felix here. He's the Controller of Custom and Excise at the Ministry, within the Ministry of Finance. But he do what many of us cannot do at the moment. You're in control of making sure we have our custom clearance being done well. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I would then conclude my discussion with Mr. Carly Felix, who is the Controller of Custom and Excise here in Grenada. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Carly Felix, Controller of Custom and Excise, as we talk here about what is happening within the custom and see how best we can help us to have a better understanding of what is going on in Grenada when it comes to custom, for which we all have to deal with at some point. So Felix, let me ask, what are some of the steps being taken by custom to improve its performance in 2015?
Pastor Simon, in 2015, we are continuing along the road of customs reform and modernization. It is almost like a constant in customs now, because every day, every year, every month, some new thing would happen that is designed to ensure that we become a lot more efficient and effective. There are a couple of specific things that programs that we would have started in 2014 that we need to consolidate and build on to ensure that the efficiencies and effectiveness that we expect are realized. For one, I can mention the consolidation of the launch of the intranet service. Sometime towards the end of last year, after I would have had my studio session with you, we launch an intranet.
Explain that.
The intranet is like an internal website where we are placing all documents, policies, procedures, regulations, memos, anything that we believe the staff need to have as at their disposal, you know, readily.
That's good.
Then they should have it, because we have heard the complaints over the years where sometimes you go in the Port of St. George's and they tell you something, you go in the Port of Grenville, you hear a different thing for the same procedure. You know, so we want to ensure consistency. Of course, again, the benefit of that has to do with speed, efficiency. If staff in a particular section have all the rules and regulations before them, then they don't have to go and do research and delay the clearance process. And other little things, any little thing that we want to share, there is a chat room so staff can sit at the desk without having to move and discuss a problem that one staff may be having in one section or one section may be having with another. Just get on it like a forum and that kind of thing. So the intranet is, as I say, it's like a internal internet where we put everything that we believe can enhance the performance of your staff. So that is the key to it. We are also implementing in 2015 the new customs act and regulations. I was told that today the act should be gazetted, and therefore the new customs act will be in place as of from Monday, I would say, where, you know, it makes provisions for the Asikuda world, electronic document, the fines and penalties are different. All modernization efforts are now in the act, so we can do it legally, you know, without the act saying that you have the power to do it. It makes it
very difficult,
and persons can challenge us and win, you know. A new valuation method. First month of this year, we had a consultant here from Cadillac, and he came to assist us to understand how the new valuation laws and regulations fit within our new Customs Act. And so he has conducted one set of training for a select number of staff who we are now working with to share that information with the rest of the staff. And he's going to be coming back maybe in March to do phase two of it, which is to now spread the information about GAD valuation to our business community, to our brokers, and of course to the rest of staff who were not able to touch. Strengthen our risk management and post-audit unit as a part of modernization. The reason why we could now release 80% of goods on the St. George's Port without having to open the container is because of our risk management and post-audit functions. We have done the background work and analyzed various importers and exporters in the country and put them into a risk spectrum. So based on their risk profile, if they are low risk, then they are allowed to clear the goods without much hindrance. If they are high risk, of course, we would want to do some more examination of this. So we need to consolidate that, because while we are now about 80%, we still believe we can improve and allow more goods to be cleared without examination. And finally, I must say that we hope to increase our enforcement efforts. Despite our best intentions, despite all the information we may put out there as what are the right things to do, you would find a few persons who are not willing to comply. And therefore, we have to strengthen our enforcement arm. So when those situations arise, we are well equipped to deal with whatever the problem is or are.
Final thoughts.
Well, just to thank you again for having me on your program. I think it is very, very important, you know, to have programs like this where we can continue to share information about what's happening at customs and to perhaps go into certain specific areas like we did this morning in the area of declaration, false declarations and so forth. Because we try other mediums, but again, no one medium touches everybody.
Right.
So it's good to spread it. We put information out on the internet. We have meetings with people. We send out press releases, but we also need this. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity to again share with the general public some of what customs do, because we are not there to punish people for not doing the thing. We want to see compliance. We want to see improvement in compliance. And the more we share information with them, the greater the chances are that we would see that improvement in compliance.
All right. Okay, great. You heard it there from the man himself. That's Mr. Carly Felix, Controller of Custom and Excise. And I'm very happy to talk with him. Very interesting, the things that he detailed. And as I said to you, we'll continue to talk about them. And I'm learning so much about custom. And you know, I'm sure the new act that would be passed, it would be available for persons. So you can read it, especially the business persons and so forth, to understand. Quickly, is there some way that they could go and find a new act? Is there online, or they have to buy it from the government printery?
They can get it from the government printery. We intend to put it online as well.
Okay.
So they can get it on, see it on our website once it's available, and we put it on.
Yes. All right. So that's coming. So you do that. Right, we're out of time. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was a joy talking to Mr. Carly Felix today, Controller of Custom and Excise here in Grenada. And he gave us information that is duly needed as we try to understand what's happening within the Ministry of Finance and Custom itself. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can send me email stanfordsimon01@gmail.com or insidefinance@gmail.com. That's what it is, and I'm sure that we can continue to work together as we build this country together. Wish you a great day. God's blessing. Join me next week at the same time where we do this all over again.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.